The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. I'm not afraid,
to take a stand. Z Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is sponsored by Royal Star Assurance, Bamboo Shack, Royal Fidelity Banking Trust, and the Digital Transformation Unit.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, the day after Heroes, National Heroes Day. I hope and trust you enjoyed your holiday and that you're feeling refreshed and ready to do whatever it is that you have to do this week. If you want to give us a call at all on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232, or that's 323-6232, or 325-4316, 325-4316, 325-4259, that's 325-4259. You can also text us on 422-4796, that's 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. You can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. All right. So I want to talk to you. I'm gonna designate today motivational Tuesday, right? Because I want to talk to you about some things that hopefully you'll find useful and helpful. But I do want to acknowledge that in New Providence, at least as far as I am aware, the government has begun free COVID testing. And that's quite an achievement. I think quite useful and helpful in the fight against COVID-19. It will certainly ensure that lots more people who may have been reluctant to go get tested simply because of the money issue will do so. And that means that more people, at least, at the very least, if they are aware that they have COVID, might take the opportunity to guard themselves and others against any further spread. And so kudos to the Davis administration for advancing that free testing. I'm telling you, today, economics, finance makes a big difference to some of the behavior that people, especially at the middle and lower middle income levels, where people are straining to make ends meet. And so that's a good thing. And for the people who typically say, and it's ordinarily not true, but they typically say, change in government don't make no difference, that these parties don't keep their promises. Well, if you're keeping score, the Davis administration promised to lower VAT, but they lowered. Yes, you could argue that they moved the exemptions on a number of other non-VATable items, but they promised to lower VAT. Promise to give free testing is here. They promised to do some adjustments and to remove the emergency powers order, done. And replace that with some legislation, subsidiary legislation to be able to deal with COVID-19, and that was done. So for the people, now I could have said the same thing about some promises made by the administration, whether that is in respect of lowering crime rate or increasing scholarship opportunities or better funding for business houses. It was true for the Ingram administration. It was the Ingram promise when he came to office. He was going to liberate the media. He was going to change the licensing procedure. He was going to privatize those hotels that were once owned by the government and so forth and so forth. And so he did. Similarly, for the Christie administration, he promised he was going to bring in urban renewal, and he did bring in urban renewal. You know, and so, you know, you can see that it is simply untrue. It is just simply not a fact that that parties don't keep their promises. Do they keep all their promises? No. Do they keep most of their promises? Probably not. Do they keep some promises? They absolutely do. And the Davis administration is demonstrating that even as we speak, right? And so I'm sure lots of people are happy for the free testing. I don't know if they got the grandmama yet, but I can tell you testing is less expensive now than it. I don't think that had anything to do with the government. To my mind, Doctors Hospital came to Grand Bahama, started offering testing for less than it was being offered for, and I think the other people fell in line. Hence, the power of competition. Wonderful, wonderful competition. That helps. Okay, so kudos to that. Not quite certain what has happened with the shooting that involved the Defense Force officer. So not quite wanting to comment, but it's such a unfortunate something. And we are ready to hear more like everybody else. So what I wanted to talk to you about today is five things that I understand about us as people that helps me to have an attitude toward people in dealing with them that avoids the lowest level of interaction with human beings that could be possible. Meaning, allows me not to be hateful, allows me not to be envious, allows me not to be jealous, allows me not to go around speaking just awfully, nastily about people, but in fact allows me to try my best to respond positively to people. Let me tell you something, folks. In this life, your greatest opportunities, your greatest delights, your greatest experiences are likely to happen as you deal with people. We are social creatures, and so we have a strong impulse to interact with other people. We want to be around other people. You can see that from children. I mean, most children, not all, but most children, they want to be around people. And when they're around people, they are animated. I have a 13-year-old son. Man, he wants to march to the park, ride to the park, hang out with his friends and hang out with his boys. And you could just see all the life in him when he is able to do that. Well, that's true for me too. When I'm around people who I really want to be around, you know, it is animating, it's enlivening, it is motivating, right? So you can have some of the most glorious, most rewarding, fulfilling, happy, joyous, positive experiences interacting with other people. But, hallelujah. You can also have some of the worst experiences in any life dealing with other people. Dealing with other people, you could lose your life. Dealing with other people, you could be injured physically, bodily. Dealing with other people, you could be injured in your mind. You could be abused in your mind. Dealing with other people, you could receive some of the greatest insults and the greatest offenses. You could be lied on. You could be battered. Dealing with other people. Dealing with other people, you could be betrayed. You could be just simply dejected, rejected. You know, you can find some of the most horrid and horrible experiences of your life dealing with other people. This is the conundrum of human beings, that as free-willed humans, as free-willed animals, we can choose to be our better selves, our better angels, or we can choose to be versions of ourselves that are nothing short of the devil himself. But the good thing is, it is literally a choice. Now, and we are going to interact with people. Unless you live on an island by yourself, unless you are dead, or as far as I know, you are going to interact with other people. You are your family members. At the very least, that's your first set of social interactions, your family members. For the child, that's the interaction with the parents, and then with the siblings, and then with the extended family, right? You're going to have neighbors. You're going to have or make friends, most of us. You're going to have work colleagues. You're going to have the wider community with which to interact. So we are going to deal with people. And those people, that interaction is going to depend sometimes on what they do, but it's going to largely depend on what we do. Okay? So what I want to do is talk about at least five things, and much more, but at least five things that I find powerfully that helps me deal with people. And mostly in a way that invokes the Michelle Obama scenario. When they go low, you go high. Because where you want to be is soaring with the eagles above the storm. You don't want to be wallowing in the mud with the pigs. The pigs are comfortable there because that's their natural environment. But that's not where you want to be because that's not your natural environment. That's not the environment befitting you. So you want to be able to deal with people in a way where no matter what they do, you are seeking to act in a way that reflects your better angel and not their worst demons. So we're going to take a break, our first break, and then when we come back, we're going to begin talking about those five things. You're listening to See Live. I'm Siobhan Rolang, your host. We'll be back after this.
Your kitchen is a mess. You have insurance?
If I have insurance, I pulled my phone out, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and in no time, I was on live chat with RSA rep, sent pics of the damage, filed my claim on the spot.
Wow, I don't think my insurance got that kind of...
You got to go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
My Gateway is the centralized, safe, secure way to access and pay for government services online. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and log in to request a police, renew your passport or driver's license, and more. Receive emails confirming requests and alerts when documents are ready. You must have a valid government-issued ID in order to collect documents. MyGateway is fast, easy, and convenient. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and register today.
Start the year making all the right money moves. Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
With all that's going on in the world, we could all use a little more kindness. Babu Shack encourages you to join us as we spread and share kindness this holiday season. A kind word or gesture, checking on a friend or loved one, helping a family in need. The little things go a long way. Kindness changes everything. So be an agent of hope. Visit www.kindbahamas.org and Be Kind Bahamas on social media for updates. Babu Shack reminds you that a better Bahamas begins with you.
Did you know it's possible to buy insurance 100% online?
Yeah, my agent had online payments a little while now.
Oh, but First Online from Bahamas First is so much more than online payments. It's the first digital insurance hub in the Bahamas that gets you covered in a click.
You mean I can skip that back and forth when I'm looking for quotes?
How about this? Get an instant car or home insurance quote from BahamasFirst.com, then buy that policy 100% online. You can even download policy documents to your secure account, too. You may have to pay a visit to your agent if you need a motor certificate for your car inspection, but that's it. You can even submit an online claim.
Get a quote, get your coverage, and make a claim. All online? That sounds like everything I need right there. What I need to click to get covered.
Visit BahamasFirst.com to access the first online insurance hub anytime and from any device. Get covered in a click. It's another first from Bahamas First.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. New smart talk all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to join us in our discussion today, you can do so by calling 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us at 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So we're talking about five things us relate to, interact with people in ways that reflects our better selves. Not them, not theirs, because you our better selves. That's the aim, right? So the first thing I learned and understood about people is that Shivago Sean Lang Sr. cannot control any other human being than himself. Let me say it again. I cannot, you cannot control any other human being on the planet but yourself. And we struggle sometimes to do that. We can influence other people. We can direct other people, at least give them directions. We can guide them. But we cannot control anyone. Cannot do it. Now, this is an important lesson to know. Extremely important lesson. Why? Because as human beings, we love certainty. Why? Because certainty gives us less risk. The whole idea of risk is uncertainty. When we say that's risky, we're saying I'm not certain how that's going to turn out. We're saying, if we say it's very risky, you're saying I am highly uncertain how that's going to turn out. I don't know how that business is going to turn out. I don't know how that investment is going to turn out. I don't know how that relationship is going to turn out. I don't understand, know how that travel or that trip is going to turn out. Uncertainty means risk, and risk makes us feel danger, and danger brings us fear and anxiety. So the way we try to minimize uncertainty or risk is to be in control. Because if I'm in control of a car, I feel fairly safe and secure because I'm turning it, I'm driving it. But when I'm driving with somebody else and they may not have that control, so I don't feel as safe or certain. Right? Now, if you go in an airplane and there's a pilot, an experienced pilot, you feel more certain. You still feel some risk, but you feel more certain. But if you see somebody hop in that pilot seat who doesn't look like a pilot, they're kind of just one of the passengers, just pick up and gone behind it. Now you have uncertainty and you feel less safe. So we love control because control gives us certainty, and certainty reduces risk, and reduction of risk makes us feel safer. And we human beings have as a primal instinct to feel safe. We want to feel safe wherever we are. We want to feel safe whenever we are. We want to feel safe. So if I can control other people, if I can control how they behave, how they act toward me, how they act toward other people, how they respond to what I do, if I can control that, I now have all the certainty in the world that they will do something to me that's injurious, harmful, or bad, or doesn't feel good, and therefore I feel safer. And so that's one of the reasons why we love to try and feel in control of people, in control of our children. And not because we're being malicious. We want to control the children because we want to keep them safe. We don't want them running to the road. We don't want them running into danger. We don't want them hanging with people that might cause them problems. And so if we could control their every movement, if we could control where they go, if we could control what they wear and what they do and what they eat, we feel like we have the ability to keep them safe, and that makes us feel comfortable. But you can't control anyone. Even your children, at a certain point in their lives, obey you out of willingness as opposed to feeling compelled to do so. We cannot control other people. If you understand that, you know what that means? That means that intelligently speaking, not talking about what happens if we're just reacting out of impulse or reacting out of conditioning or natural conditioning or that kind of thing. But when we act consciously and intelligently, we therefore know that person who just spit on me, the person who just cussed me, that person who is ignoring me, that person who is doing something to me that I don't like, the issue isn't for me what they are doing or attempting to do. The issue for me is what I am going to do or prepared to do, etc. That's the issue, because I can control me. If they fix themselves to spit on me, I cannot stop them from spitting. I can take myself or the environment for spit. I can protect myself from spit. I could do a number of things that avoids me being spat upon, but I can't do anything to stop them. I could go fight them. That ain't gonna stop them from spitting. That just means they can spit while we fighting. Right? You can't control other people. If you control that, if somebody's angry with you, you can't control that. If somebody is in love with you, you can't control that. You can only control your reaction or response to what someone is doing. And so just like you can't control them, they can't control you. Only you and I can control us. And so what therefore should be our primary focus? Control me. Control what about me? Control my understanding of the world in which I live as much as I can. Control my emotional responses to the world, because they are mine. They are your emotions, as I understand from the research. Your emotions aren't just sitting down inside it, like inside your body and in your brain. There are fair circuits and systems. There's systems, there's anxiety circuits and systems. There is circuits and systems attached to your joy a surprise, none of those things are true. That basically the research suggests that as events and things happen, our brain tries to guess at what they mean, and in the process of guessing at what they mean, they convert those things into emotions. Oh, that's something I don't know. I don't know that thing, and that so I therefore know that things I don't know could be dangerous to me. So I guess that that's a scary thing. So we can try to control our emotions so that we not are reacting to people out of anger. We're not reacting to people out of anxiety. We're not reacting to people out of fear. We're not reacting to people in ways that reflect a emotional state that could bring us danger or harm just because you can't control anybody. You can control yourself. You can control how you behave. You can control how you act. You can control how you respond to anything. And this is the great power. When you find the means, when I find the means, no matter what crap comes our way, no matter what people do to us, no matter what people say to us, no matter how people challenge us, we can find a way to say, listen, man, you see this human being here? This one I am? I got this. I got that. I have that. And in my calm and quiet and loving way, I am going to respond with wisdom and intelligence and virtue to the whole thing. That's the first thing. You can't, I can't control any boss man. I know people do what you say. I know they do what you say largely because they don't want to lose their job. You can't control nobody, right? You cannot, absolutely cannot. No prime minister can, no cabinet minister can, no member of parliament can, no permanent secretary can, no director can, no manager can, no president can, no CEO can. We cannot control people. We can only influence them, and hopefully by virtue of our actions and behavior that compels them or encourages them to produce their best selves and their best work. You and I cannot control other people. That's the first thing. Second thing, I cannot judge anyone's motive. I can't. I am not able to go into anyone's brains, anyone's mind, or anyone's heart to know why they are doing what they're doing. I cannot. I don't care what you say. I cannot. I can guess at it, but I cannot know. So every time I say he did this because he hates me, she did that because she dislikes me, he did this because he's jealous of me, they did that because they envy me, she did that because she wants to destroy me, I am absolutely dead wrong guessing at it because I do not know. I cannot know. There's one judge of hearts that I know, and that's God Almighty. I cannot judge anybody's heart. I cannot assess anybody's motive. I can take a stab at it based on a set of circumstances, but doesn't mean I am guaranteed that it's true what I'm thinking about it. I really don't know. And the truth of the matter is, there are so many things that influence the way we act. We're talking about our family upbringing. We're talking about our educational background. We're talking about our cultural exposure. We're talking about our religious beliefs. We're talking about our roots. We're talking about our genetic makeup. We're talking about our socialization. We're talking about all kinds of things that come together to encourage a person to act a certain way, to think a certain way, to believe a certain thing. And I cannot know all those things because I was not living that life with that person, and I'm not in that person's brain, so I don't know. All I can judge is the behavior. I could do that. I don't have to say, she cussed me or he cussed me because he hates me. I don't have to do that. All I can say is, she cussed me and she hates me and it ain't good. I could say that. He fight me because he wants what I have. I don't know that unless he tells me, but I do know he fight me. So I can examine behavior, but I cannot ascribe motive, and that's what the Bible means when the Bible says, judge not, lest ye be judged. But to judge is to assess motive, to therefore enable you to provide judgment for some action or behavior. Because when I know the whys of something, I can fairly say, this should be your sentence because this is why you did what you did. This is what they try to get at in court. Okay, I know you murdered the person. We know that. The question is why? Was it self-defense? Were you of the view that your life was in danger and therefore you were protecting yourself and in the process ended up killing somebody? That's what the courts are trying to determine when you get before the courts. Right? But there's a process to try and get at that. You and I, on our ordinary basis in life, we don't know what's driving people. I don't know if you had a bad day that day. I don't know if somebody cussed you out and you were just prone to be more irritated than you usually are. I don't know all that, and I don't need to know all that. What I need to know is the behavior that I just observed. Now, what do I do about it? What can I do about it is the question. You can't control people, I can't control people, and we do not know what is motivating people. We don't know. I don't know where you come from. I don't know your background. I don't know whether you've been molested. I don't know whether you've been abused. I don't know whether you've been misguided. I don't know if you've been misdirected. I don't know if you've been paid to do something. I don't know any of those things. All I know is the behavior is a behavior I regard as helpful or harmful, good or bad, based on some standards I might have. And that's all I can do is based on some standards I might have or the community has. I can only do that. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabar Belang, your host. We're going to take another break. Let me come back. We'll continue talking about some 5 understandings that can help us better deal with people. We'll be back after.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Sheila, you okay? I see smoke coming from your window.
Child, Johnny Mo's burning down the house frying chicken.
Your kitchen is a mess. You have insurance?
If I have insurance, I pulled my phone out, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and in no time, I was on live chat with RSA rep. Sent pics of the damage, filed my claim on the spot.
Wow, I don't think my insurance got that kind of...
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
My Gateway is the centralized, safe, secure way to access and pay for government services online. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and log in to request a police character certificate, driver's license, and more. Receive emails confirming requests and alerts when documents are ready. You must have a valid government-issued ID in order to collect documents. MyGateway is fast, easy, and convenient. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and register today.
Start the year making all the right money moves. Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
With all that's going on in the world, we could all use a little more kindness. Babu Shack encourages you to join us as we spread and share kindness this holiday season. A kind word or gesture, checking on a friend or loved one, helping a family in need. The little things go a long way. Kindness changes everything. So be an agent of hope. Visit www.bekind.com on social media for updates. Babu Shack reminds you that a better Bahamas begins with you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Gulani, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, where we're talking about some things, some understandings that could help us deal with people in ways that can be more rather than less helpful to us and to them. If you want to give us a call, the number is 232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can also text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. So you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Do you know how many dangers, how many issues, how many terrible things have happened because people have tried to pretend they know why somebody is doing what they're doing? Very terrible things have happened. You know, a young lady being friendly with a guy, and all of a sudden, some friend tells the guy's girlfriend, "Child, I see that one. Sucking up to your man." And child, she could tell she's trying to steal him from you. I tell what? You don't know what. I had one of my sons who had a friend stabbed because someone believed something to be so that absolutely wasn't so. You just have all kinds of crap that happens, and this is typical. I'm not talking about anybody else's country, even though I suspect it happens there too, but I'm talking about in the Bahamas where I've experienced it. Where you got people running around, they're running around whispering in people's ear all day long, "Child, I hear she trying to, and he only want to, and he feel like, I don't know what anybody wants to do, feels like doing, et cetera, unless they tell you. You know, you don't know. And all of a sudden, now this one mad with that one, and the next one mad with the next one. This one can't stand that one, and this one cussing that one, and all kind of confusion bust up. And guess what I'm talking about? This is in the church. This is in the family, in families, where families doing it to each other. This is in business, in the workplace. Absolute nonsense. We don't know anyone's motive for anything. Unless they tell us, unless by some glorious means, we come to perfect understanding of it, we don't know. And why do we need to? That ain't even our business. What we need to know is that behavior is unacceptable. That behavior is grand. Because we got people who give you things which looks like kindness, and then you might think they are kind, when in point of fact, then, in the long run, Jack, just what you gonna have to do for me and what you got to do for me may not be that nice at all. Ask some of these young ladies who experienced that. "Man, the boss, he was so nice to me, always trying to help me out with this, that, and the next thing," until months down the line, Proposition 101. So it looked like kindness, but it was really a trap. You don't know whether somebody's bad behavior or good behavior is motivated by anything, because you and I cannot read minds, hearts, we cannot get into people to know what they are about. Yeah, but we can see the behavior, and we can ask ourselves, is this behavior acceptable or unacceptable? Is this behavior something I want to encourage or not encourage? Is this behavior likely to lead to anything good or bad? I don't know. That's all we can do. So it's very important for us not to judge peoples. We don't know them. We just really don't. This text says, great show. As usual, I was in a meeting just tuning into the show, and I don't know if you mentioned boundaries. It's important to set boundaries with people. Yeah, that's not quite what we're talking about, but it is important, but that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about ways in which we can interact with people, understandings we can have that can help us better interact with people. Mm-hmm. And so the first one was that we can't control anybody, and we do not know anyone's motives. We don't know anybody's motives. Okay? The third thing that I think is an important understanding when it comes to people is that people in dealing with you, I'm gonna fix this slide. People in dealing with you, with me, you and I in dealing with people very often are looking out for their interests, not yours. So generally you can accept that a person interacting with me has something that they would like to achieve out of this interaction. It could be a business transaction. It could be to sell you something. It could be to buy something from you. It could be that they want a friendly relationship with you. It could be that they want an intimate relationship with you. It could be that they want to shank you. It could be that they want to trick you. It could be that they want to trap you. It could be that they want to get back at you. It could be, there could be a thousand things that people want in interacting with you, but just know that there is some interest that is at stake, and they are more interested in their interest than they are interested in your interest. Most people, like me. Just like me and you, we are always looking out for our interest. Now, I don't know, you can't really know what the person's interest is. Just sometimes you could just ask, especially if it's not someone you know. Even if it's someone you know, listen, to achieve through this interaction with me. I mean, let me know. Because maybe I can do it, maybe I can't do it, maybe I want to do it, maybe I don't want to do it. But and if they can't, if they won't tell you or they can't tell you, just know they have one. Just know they have one. And all you can do then, if they don't tell you or you can't find out, all you can do then is keep observing the behavior and make a determination whether you want to limit, restrict, or absolutely eliminate this interaction altogether. Because be sure of it, there is some interest. Do you know that when a baby comes into this world, that baby has no, as far as we are aware, no sophisticated notions of love and all that kind of stuff. What that baby knows is this woman that out of whom I came, I mean, I don't even know if the baby knows this, but the baby understands is what gives it warmth, what gives it milk, what gives it comfort. The baby knows that. Starts to generate a relationship between the mother and the child. An interest to be comforted, an interest to be protected, an interest to be fed. God's smart boy. Oh, God's smart. God said, you know what? I'm going to build this relationship on base desires. because that base desire is going to pull that person to the mother. And the more that person interacts with the mother, if the mother responds to that person in positive ways, over time, that base desire will create an affection that becomes a maternal tie between that child and the mother, and it will be a bond almost unbreakable. But smart. Just like Jesus. Jesus said, why are you all following me? For the loaves and the fish? Because I fed you? What did God say to Abram? Say, go, follow me and I will take you to a land flowing with milk and honey. He didn't say to a land with philosophical uplifting and he didn't say any of that. He didn't say heaven. He didn't say any of that. He said honey and milk. And so people have interests dealing with you, my dear. And it's not bad. It's not a bad thing. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Just understand that your interaction with others can be about very noble, decent interest, or can be about a really subversive, horrible interest. And you have got to be conscious enough, aware enough to examine the course of your interactions to say, okay, you know what? This is enhancing who I am, enhancing who we are, and it's beneficial, meaningful, and pleasant, or it is not. And you then get to make decisions because you can't control them. Remember, you can only control you. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news. And when we come back, we will continue our discussions. We'll be back after this news break.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Lang, your host. So glad you could join me here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this Tuesday afternoon. I hope you're doing well. If you want to give us a call at all, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. Or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can also text us at 96, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. When you are interacting with people, what are the things that you find the most helpful to be aware of that helps you make sure? Listen to me, folks. Whether you believe it or not, we are having some serious, serious social issues in this country, right? Not just now, but as we have been for a long time, because of the way we relate to each other, because of the way we interact with each other, because of the way we deal with and handle each other. And it's causing a problem. And it's getting worse. It's getting worse at all levels. And so we need to get wiser. We need to get smarter. We need to get better understanding. Not talking about all of us. I'm not talking about just you. I'm talking about every one of us, me, everybody else, right? And I look over the course of my life and the way I may have handled, I handled some issues, some interactions. Oh man, what a difference I could maybe have made if I did it differently. And I'm gonna sit around regretting that. I'm not gonna sit around fretting about it. There's nothing I can do about it. I did what I did when I was where I was as a person I was. I'm going for loving, living and learning and evolving, right? So you're not gonna get me to sit around and boo-hoo, oh God, what a terrible human being I was and so forth and so forth. Because I mean, I was the human being I was. And for the most part, I could say I didn't try to do too many of those things that I did out of malice or any deep sense or whatever, or endanger anybody. But in point of fact, the way it was defense, insults, et cetera, and so forth, and that means you, that's what it is. But, and so, you know, would I wanted to have done it differently? Yes. But I can't sit around fretting about it. If there's one thing, a couple of things I've learned over time is, right, like, regretting and sitting around regretting stuff really ain't that useful. And being anxious about what might happen ain't that useful. What is necessary is acting today in a way that demonstrates knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Okay? And so maybe you have some things that have informed you over the time in the way you deal with people, and that helps you. All right? We have some very good-natured people in this country. Very good-natured. I mean, I can only say based on their behavior, mind you, in interacting with me and others that I've observed, very good and decent-natured people. You know, wonderful people. Sometimes these people shock you. You know, you're walking down the street, you see a guy, he ain't dressed so good, maybe your clothes don't look so good, maybe he don't look so well-kept, and what have you, and you think to yourself, oh my goodness, with him, and he's the most gracious, kind, you know, you don't even know this person's got quite a bit of knowledge about some stuff that you didn't even have any knowledge about, and boom, all of a sudden, you strike up a friendship with the person over years while they still are the same person you met. Then you meet somebody, maybe they got a cloak. Maybe they look religious. Maybe they look spiritual, but all of a sudden their attitude and behavior tells you, like, what the heck is going on with you? What kind of behavior is that? You see a girl, a woman, she might be the most beautiful human being on the planet, gorgeous, wonderful face, beautiful body, keeps herself very well. But got us the stinkiest attitude you could find. Like what was, I don't know if it was Buju or Shabu who used to say, young girl, you're pretty, but your attitude ugly, ugly, ugly. Y'all remember that song? You know? And then you say somebody, you say, oh, they're not that more, that, in quote, our quote, attractive. Yet, they're the most pleasant human being, and they just in displeasant. You know? So we have some great people in this country, but we got some folk in the country who, ooh, bro, what is wrong with you, ma'am? Ooh. And some of them educated, they say, or may not be so educated. Some rich, or may not be so rich. Just do not behave in ways that you would want to have to deal with too very often. Oh my goodness. You got some of them. And then you got some people that are just difficult people. Difficult, not always, sometimes just at times, right? And so they could throw you off, put you off. I've been there, done that. I have been one of those people. I could be one of those people. Yeah, could be. No question about that. So what's the fourth thing that helps me, that I understand about people that helps me? I understand this. I understand that when I have to do more than hear what someone says. I have to look at how somebody behaves. I have to look at their posture. I have to look at their tone. I listen to observe their tone. I have to look at their facial expressions. I have to look at the totality. 70% of what we communicate, we don't communicate by our words. We communicate by our gestures, our facial motions, by our tune and that kind of stuff. And so I have to, if I'm going to try and effectively communicate, I want to be, first of all, listening to all of a person, not just their words. That way I could tell, you know, notwithstanding that they are speaking calmly, there's something that is indicating they may be agitated. Okay? Or that they may be disappointed, or they might be sad, or so now I can make adjustments in my behavior such that, you know what, now may not be a good time to broach this issue. Because let me tell you something, folks. This is another thing that I have come to appreciate. A lot of times when we get into conflicts with people, when we end up rowing and fighting and end up really saying things or doing things that we didn't want to say or do, it is because it wasn't the event that triggered us. Did something or did something right then that triggered us. In point of fact, the circumstances of our lives leading up to that event predisposed us for conflict. So I had a bad day. I mean, I was disappointed at work. Something happened that really frustrated me. I really had a bad situation with my boss. I really had a bad situation with a good friend of mine. And so now I'm coming home and I got all this on my mind and I got this tension and I got this hurt and I got this frustration. And my spouse, my children, my mom, my dad, none of them know this. But they say to me, how could you have left this like that? And all of a sudden I go off and fly off the handle and say all kind of crap and boom, boom, shakalaka, boom, trouble in the land. It wasn't the event, you know, it wasn't that bad. It was the set of circumstances that led up to that event that predisposed me for a blow up. Which means then that I have to be careful to be conscious of what is the state of my emotions. What is the state, my mental state? What am I feeling? What am I, and so that I could know, listen, can we deal with that another time, please? Something I shouldn't say, don't do something I shouldn't do. And so when I'm dealing with people, I want to observe as much of their communication as possible so that I am listening to hear, you know what, I'm fearful, I'm anxious, I am disgusted, I am happy, I am sad, I am surprised. I want to be able to hear that so that now I can intelligently respond, not react to what I am having communicated to me about them, not so much merely by their words, but by all their body. Sometimes you can observe people are in an agitated state and really looking for a fight. Looking for a fight. And you being your egotistical self, Mr. Big Bad and Bold, Mrs. Big Bad and Bold, you walk right into that fight. No, and you could tell you walked in the room and the tension was as thick as marshmallow. And you walk right into that, knowing what you sense. Because you could tell. Listen, man, I could lay down sometimes. My eyes could be closed and I could tell if my wife watching me, looking at me with them with eyes that say I'm mad. I could tell. I could feel it. Any man out there, tell me amen. Say amen. If you heard me, say amen. Tell you not? Can you not tell when someone close to you is irritated with you, even though they're still talking to you? So when you're listening to people, don't just listen to their words. Look at the posture. Listen to the tone. What's the body language? What's the facial expressions? They give us clues, not definitive information, but clues to the state of the person. And this helps us to be more intelligent about our interaction with them, right? You can approach a receptionist and you can begin to tell, okay, today ain't a good in the day to jest to her about something. So you know, let me just in fact I got this rule recently. This is what one philosopher says. Before I say something, I ask myself the question, will things be better off if this is left unsaid? Before I say something, question, would things be better off if this is left unsaid? Boy, if I obeyed that rule over the course of my lifetime, what a superhuman life I would have lived. This text says, absolutely, we must listen to verbal and nonverbal communication of individuals we interact with. Absolutely. No question about it. Because ultimately, coming to an understanding of people and what they mean and where they are is really the most precious way that we can honor them in our lives. Okay, listen to me, guys, ladies. Coming to, and I say guys and ladies, because a lot of times we say this to guys, we say this to men, but women and men. If we can come to understand where a person is, what they mean, what they're saying, that connection will be so deep. If we could just get past our stupid egos, get past this wanting to be right, if we can get past this defense of our opinions and just simply connect to the point of understanding, even if I don't agree, I understand what you're saying. I really do. I understand what you're saying. If we can get there, we can connect on levels that might actually advance our relationships beyond the superficial, egotistical maturations that tend to define them too often.
These are the top results.
So this is where we might want to try to get. This text says, Mr. Lang, you mentioned about being among the pigs. A man is alive today with the heart of a pig. So the pig is now in a different category. Okay. Mind you, listen, a pig dwelling in mud or wherever the pig dwells is not an insult to the pig. Because the pig is in an environment natural to itself. So it is not an insult to the pig. It is really an insult to a person to be in an environment that's not conducive to the person. Okay? So we don't insult people who are in their environments that's conducive to them. We are saying when you are in an environment that is harmful to your existence, then you are, I mean, this text says people are disingenuous, so we need to not catch feelings when folk disappoint us. Excellent. Well, people can be disingenuous. People are not always disingenuous. Okay, that's not true. What we have to do is, you know, why are you or I disappointed in what somebody does? We can only be disappointed in what somebody does because we say you ought to behave this way. That's what we say. You ought to behave this way toward me. Meaning you should do what I think you should do. But if the person does what they want to do, as you and I tend to do what we want to do, then why are we disappointed? Right? Disappointment says, I had an expectation of you in your conduct, in your behavior, in your words, and you didn't live up to that expectation. But why did I have the expectation to begin with? Because I think that you should act the way I want. Challenge. So people don't have to be disingenuous. They can just do what the heck they want. And sometimes we find that offensive. We find it, see, yeah, you say selfish and want our own way. Exactly, though, but that's both ways. But what's wrong with being selfish? Listen to me now. I'm saying, what's wrong with being selfish for the person being selfish? Only that you think that they should behave in a different way. You can't control that. I can't control that. Right? So all I could say is, well, that's what they did. What can I do now? Let me move on. But it took, for me to catch feelings about that means that I have allowed a person's choice to define my now internal environment. Because the disappointment is my own. There's no disappointment in the world. They don't have a disappointment. I have the disappointment. Why? Because in my head, I conjured up a story about the way they should behave, and they didn't live up to my expectation, and now I catch feelings. Think about how rational that is. Think about what really is selfish. Is my disappointment really about my own selfish, egotistical view of how things should be? And if I say, oh, but this is how the society should be, so now I have abrogated unto myself the determination as to the standard and grand standard for behavior. Maybe that's what Paul was saying when he said, you know, work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. It's a character flaw that the spirit and the water has not conquered. Yeah. A lot of this is that. This text says, good day, thanks for the advice. On the professional setting, I've learned that to get the best outcome is to listen for what the other party wants or needs and somehow tie that to what I need. Absolutely. That's what I meant by, you know, somebody has an interest. And so you have to make a determination as to whether you know that interest or don't know that. If you can't find that interest out and you can't work with that interest to get what they need and what you want, you are absolutely right. Work that way. But if you can't, you just move on, right? That creates a better outcome because in some form or fashion. Absolutely. Very wise saying for sure. Okay. So we're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shavar Belang, your host. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion. We'll be back after this break.
The lady run into me, marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Tap today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
With all that's going on in the world, we could all use a little more kindness. Babu Shack encourages you to join us as we spread and share kindness this holiday season. A kind word or gesture, checking on a friend or loved one, helping a family in need. The little things go a long way. Kindness changes everything. So be an agent of hope. Visit www.bekindbahamas.org and Be Kind Bahamas on social media for updates. Babu Shack reminds you that a better Bahamas begins with you.
Start the year making all the right money moves. Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Then you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel it.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Olang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to call us in these moments of the show, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We've been talking about how we can interact with people in 2022 in ways that can help us get better outcomes in those interactions. If we understand, I can't control you, bro. Can't control your sister. I don't know your motives, and I'm not going to try and judge your motives. I'm just going to look at your behavior. That's what all I'm going to do. So I'm not going to run around trying to have myself twisted in a knot, trying to figure out why you're doing what you're doing. All I know is what you're doing, right? So I can't, I don't know your motives. I know that. And to the extent that I can advance them, help them without any harm or hurt to you, me, or anybody else, I'm good with that. I'm good with that, okay? And then I have to listen to the totality of your communication. I am not just going to listen to your words. I'm going to watch all of you, as I expect that you will watch all of me. All right? And then the final thing, there are many more, but the final thing is the something that Bamboo Shack is promoting even on the show, which is that when it comes to interacting with people, kindness counts. I didn't say it always counts, but kindness does count, folk. It does count to show people generosity, generosity of regard, generosity of listening, generosity of consideration, generosity of material offering, generosity of grace, generosity of respect, generosity of patience, generosity of long-suffering, generosity of humility, generosity of gentleness, generosity of forgiveness. To show people that is to win from them more often than not positive responses rather than negative responses. Kindness counts, says Bamboo Shack, and it does. One of the things that people who don't realize is if you are the person being asked for kindness, it means that you are in a more advantageous position than the person who's doing the asking. If you're being asked for patience, that means that the assumption is that you are more plentiful patience. If you are being asked for encouragement, it means that you are more plentiful in encouragement. If you are being asked for money, the assumption is you are more than the asker, and so you're better off. And so if you want to be a kind person, you are asking the universe, you are asking God to put you in a position where your kindness can be expressed because you have that abundance in you and with you. You see that? So mean people are asking to have nothing. Maybe they ain't asking to have that, but they're not grateful and appreciative of just how blessed they have been to be in a position to give something. And that don't mean you should let people take advantage of you. Talking about people sometimes on the street, and I by their appearance, I believe that they are either alcoholics or drug users or something. And they ask me for money, and I will not give it. Especially when they say, I'm looking for money for something to eat. I said, I won't give it. So I would say, let's go. I'm going right here by this same store. I'm going to buy you something to eat. Now, you accept that or don't accept it, but I'm not giving you money. Right? So I'm not going to let people take advantage of me, but I do want to be kind. I do want to be gracious. And I'm telling you, you could call me with all the stories in the world you want. Right? Just because I don't believe just because you have a disability. I do not believe just because you are poor. I don't believe that just because you say you have a disadvantage that I should open my pocket or my stuff just because you say so. I believe that there are many people in those situations who have a lot of souls who actually are available to help them out and who may be in a better position than some of us. Right? So I have to hear the totality of the circumstances and be moved by it in order to do. And if you call me man, I can live with that. I can live with that. I've been exercising my have man things said about you muscles a long time. A very long time. You know why people is even bother, right? You say, go carry on with your man stuff, man. All I do, that means I must do, I have to do 100 more push-ups. Says, good day, not everything offered to you is a gift. That is very true. Rejection, sensitive, dysphoria is extreme emotional sensitivity and pain triggered by the perception that a person has been rejected or criticized by important people in their life. It may also be triggered by a sense of failing to meet their own high standards, others' expectations. Wow. Okay, that is true. That is true. Let me see, read it again. It says, rejection sensitive dysphoria is extreme emotional sensitivity and pain triggered by the perception that a person has been rejected or criticized by important people in their life. It may also be triggered by a sense of falling short, for failing to meet their own high standards or others' expectations. That is true. I know people who are in that situation. And, you know, those of us who do not know the extent to which we may be people's heroes, people's go-to person and that kind of stuff, often we say things or do things that person takes it all the more strongly because of who we are. And I know I've had to deal with the same challenge in my life also. And so we need to, that's why I say we need to be able to come at life with some grace and kindness. Right? So that we can avoid hurting people, especially the people who hold us in high esteem. Okay? So there you have it, my five. I don't know if you have some more, but those are my five. You can't control nobody, bro. You don't know nobody's motive. You know people of interest that they are pursuing and interacting with you and others. Right? You know that. Listen to the totality of a person's communication, not just their words, and kindness counts. So in your interaction, in my interaction, we have to try to be kind. Now, that doesn't mean that you won't have occasion where you have to be critical of something somebody does. But criticizing what somebody does isn't the same as criticizing somebody. If I criticize your behavior, as in to say, you told a lie to me, I am not calling you a liar, which is criticism. I am criticizing a behavior, okay? And that's fair to do. If you hurt me by what you say or do, for me to say you hurt me and I didn't appreciate that is critical of your behavior, but I'm not calling you violent and I'm not calling you bad. I'm just calling your behavior out for what it is. And we should do that. We should call out behavior. Okay? You should call it out when we observe it, you know? But so everything ain't gonna be hunky-dory every time you deal with some people because, again, you can't control anybody. You can give somebody kindness and they'll spit in your face. You can show somebody grace and they'll dump on your head. Right? So you can't control that. In this life, acting nobly will sometimes produce for you bad results in terms of how people react to you. That's the God honest truth. It has happened. It has happened to me. It's happened to others. It will happen. It happened to the Lord Jesus Christ. Acting wrong to anybody? No. Nothing that he can tell. But what happened to him? March down to Golgotha, hung on a cross, spat upon, nailed on that cross. For what? He asked them, which one of my good works are you killing me for? Say, no, not for no good works we're killing you for. But you, being a man, equaling yourself with God, we can kill you for that. Now they were saying, they killing the man for speaking the truth about himself. Right? So you don't always get the responses or reaction from people that you expect from your deeds. But more often than not, you do. So 2 weeks ago, 5 months ago, I went into a Lowe's in the United States and I bought some seeds. And I bought some vegetable seed. I bought what amounts to a portable greenhouse that allows you to seed those things. And I followed the instructions, planted my seeds, my sweet pepper, onions, tomatoes, watermelons, and one other vegetable that I can't recall right now. And I put it in the sunlight and left it there 2 weeks ago. I didn't have to do any watering every day because the way the little greenhouse is that it sets its own moisture up. And 2 weeks later now, I walked over to it because I didn't look at it every day. I just walked up to it and guess what I have? Newborn plants. And what a glorious sight, what a sense of accomplishment, what a thing to see. But this is life. You plant the seed, you water the seed, keep it in an environment nurturing to the seed, and it produces results. Now, some of my vegetables are coming up. Some have not yet a longer time. Some of them, I fear, may not in fact come up. But what is so interesting is, like, I could almost swear that one day I looked, there was just the seeds, and then the following day, it was like the seed exploded and these plants came up. This is life. You sow. And in time, not my time, not your time, but in the time of the seed and in the circumstances of the nurturing, you get a harvest. And this is what we have to be about in our interactions with people. We have to keep nurturing. First of all, we have to plant the results we want. Plant the results we want. Plant the results we want. Let me say it to you again, plant the results you want. If you want patience, plant the results you want. If you want kindness, plant the results you want. If you want graciousness, plant the results you want. If you want prosperity, plant the results you want. If you want fairness, the results you want. What are the results you want? And nurture the results you want. And in time, not your time, not my time, but in the time of the fairness, in the time of the kindness, in the time of the patience, in the time of the long suffering, in the time of the prosperity, in the time, ye shall reap what you sow. That's the bottom line. And so the great need is a need for patience. And patience isn't merely waiting. As some author says, patience isn't just waiting. Patience is waiting with the right attitude. It's waiting with the right attitude, because we could wait with the wrong attitude. We could wait with selfish desire for something to only happen the way we want it to happen and when we want it to happen. And we're miserable the whole time. Because why isn't this happening my way? No, patience says, while I wait, I shall make myself productive in other things as I wait. And I shall not wait in malice. I shall not wait in spite. I shall not wait in hatred. I shall not wait in envy. I shall simply wait in grace, in kindness, in humility, and gentleness. And I shall make myself busy doing other things that can be productive. Wait. So wait. Wait. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabbat Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back after this break.
Marsh the car. The lady run into me, marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
With all that's going on in the world, we could all use a little more kindness. Babu Shack encourages you to join us as we spread and share kindness this holiday season. A kind word or gesture, checking on a friend or loved family in need. The little things go a long way. Kindness changes everything. So be an agent of hope. Visit www.bekindbahamas.org and Be Kind Bahamas on social media for updates. Babu Shack reminds you that a better Bahamas begins with you.
Start the year making all the right money moves. Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, where we've been talking about some stuff that we hope, believe can be helpful to us this year as we interact with each other. And hopefully get some better outcomes than we have been getting all along. So I want you to do me a favor. I want you to think back as far in your childhood as you could think. And I want you to think about as far back as you can think and think about an interaction you had with someone. It could be your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your friend, a neighbor. And think about that interaction and think about an interaction that made you really feel good, that really made an impression on you, and that you would want to replicate for yourself and your children. Think about it. I'll tell you one of mine. When I was before I moved to Freeport, I think I may have been 6, 7 or so. My mommy can correct me, 6, 7, 8, I don't know. But before we did, I went to a school called Big Pond Primary School. I think it's now called Mabel Walker Primary School. I believe so. I could be wrong. But I went to that school, and the teacher there, I don't remember that teacher's name at all, but I remember sitting with that teacher, and I remember that teacher telling me what a smart boy I was. Right? I was then in second or third grade. And I remember it was a bright sunny day, and we used to have class outside on the side of the building. And I remembered her saying that. And I remembered how that made me feel as very clearly. I also remember how my grandmother, my late grandmother, Rosalind Storr, I remember an occasion when I went to visit her, and this is how she used to greet me. Oh, look at my bago. She used to, because my grandmother would take care of me when I was sick with chickenpox and scarlet fever. So she used to say how I was a sickly child, but she used to caress me. And my grandmother used to, like, when she talking to you like that, she looking right in your face as if she trying to examine you to make sure everything all right. And I remember how that made me feel, right? I remember when I was a boy, in eighth grade, and my mother had to go to the school to pick up my report card. Let me tell you something. As much as you all think I think I'm smart, I had no clue how smart I was in eighth grade. But when my mother went to pick up my report card, the teacher said to my mother, you know, this boy came third in a class of 30-something people. And my mother, I really didn't hear it. And my mother went home, and man, listen, she made a pot of pea soup and dumpling for me. And ever since then, I was waking to get pea soup and dumpling. So those positive interactions are ones we can draw on to recall how they made us feel, and ones which we may want to replicate in order to help others feel that way. Says, preach, Minister Lang, preach. Your message is so timely. For 21 years, I was waiting on a particular situation. 21 years later, God has blessed me beyond measure. Was I discouraged at times? Yes. Disappointed at times? Yes. Wanted to give up at times? Yes. But I hold on because I knew that one day God would see me through. Well, excellent. 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 Thank you for sharing that. We really appreciate it. All right? Yeah. And so you think about those experiences. Now, you can also do this exercise and think of experiences perfect. And I've had some of those experiences, right? And not in my childhood, because I really had some very, very positive experiences in my childhood, and I would struggle to find something that I would say really made a hugely negative impact on me in my childhood. But when I was at the College of the Bahamas, I had a discussion with an adult one time. That's all I will say. And the adult did not agree with me. And that adult said to me, while I was at the College of the Bahamas, the person wasn't at the college. The person said this while I was at the College of the Bahamas. That's why people like you will never amount to anything. That's what they said to me. That's why people like you will never amount to anything. Now, let me tell you something, right? When they said that, I didn't feel bad at all. Because honestly, my belief about my future and what it could be was so hopeful and optimistic, that didn't even touch me. But I thought to myself, what an ugly thing to say. What an ugly thing to say, right? So you can have those kinds of experiences too. And for some people, they can be devastating. And so you can think about those and think, I like don't experience, and I have never uttered any words close to that to anybody. Because that stuff is absolutely toxic. Right? And so we have all of this power. We have all of this choice. We have all of this opportunity in interacting with our husbands, with our wives, with our children, with our parents, with our siblings, with our cousins, our aunts, our uncles, our grandparents, with our neighbors, our friends, with our work colleagues, with our fellow citizens, with the strangers in our country and in the countries of others where we visit. We have all these opportunities to do the one thing that is ultimately a part of God's grand plan for his world, which is one, to love him with all our hearts, minds, and bodies, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. So, I have been on a quest for inner peace. Really, honestly. I want to be able to feel inside, not harassed or hurried, not agitated or anxious and so forth, right? So, because sometimes you can be so ambitious, you can be so pressed by your circumstances, so desirous of change in areas of your life that it destroys the calm, it destroys the peace, it destroys the quiet in your life. Literally just destroys it. You lay down at night and your head is racing, your thoughts are racing, and you feel as if like you're under attack by your own head. That's how you feel. Like you are your own enemy. And so what I have found is our lack of peace, inner peace, is tied to selfishness. It's tied to us wanting to conform the world to our liking, not knowing we have no such power. Wanting everything to be as we wish it to be, to have our future people be wanted to be, to have our past people be wanted it to be, to have our, and we are not in control of all these things. It's just a selfishness and a lust and an appetite and a desire and a passion that is rooted in self, 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 that robs us of peace. And when we let go, when we conquer our own selves, when we say, you know what, bro, chill. How about you just focus on let God be and do what God is be and do? How about you just control the things you can control and do the things you can do? And when you're done, you're done. Let it be. Let it be. And if death comes my way, let it be. If harm comes my way, I'll deal with it when it does. If blessings come my way, I'll enjoy it when they're here. When they leave, I will enjoy me without them. Let it be. because there is nothing more blessed as an experience in this world than to be able to live continuously in peace. Peace within and peace without. And even when there is not peace without, the peace of minimal effect. And nothing is going to produce that more than taking a selfless, loving approach of calm, quiet, gentleness, and humility toward the people around whom we must be. And to work toward it. You're not going to achieve it instantaneously. It's a work in progress. You're going to fail at a time. Get back up and work at it. Because of all the things on the planet that will matter most to our experiences in this world, how we interact with each other will matter the most and will hold the most reward for us now and into eternity. All right? So listen, man, listen, you all have a great evening. God bless you. Thank you for listening. And you've been listening to Z Live and Shivago Live, your host. Nahaja Black is up next. God bless you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. God's best life. I'm not afraid. I'm not